It's estimated that there are 11 to 12 million illegal immigrants in the U.S., but who are they, and how do they make their living?
Well, here are some facts and figures from the Pew Hispanic Center. 78% of illegal immigrants are from Mexico and other Latin American countries. Less than a quarter of illegal immigrants are young single men. Young working families are more typical.
As for their role in the American economy, illegal immigrants make up slightly less than 5% of the U.S. workforce. But they are a significant presence in some U.S. industries, particularly lower-skill occupations.
For instance, they make up 24% of all workers employed in farming, 17% in cleaning occupations, 14% of construction workers.
They comprise 29% of all roofers and drywall installers, 27% of all butchers and other food processing workers, and 12% of workers in food preparation.
The Pew Hispanic Center's Latino Labor Report found that Hispanics are the only group of workers in the U.S. economy whose wages have fallen for two consecutive years.
And a worker's legal status translates into dollars. The Pew Center found that undocumented male workers who'd arrived in the U.S. during the past 5 years earned on average $480 a week. Legal immigrants with green card status average $700 a week. Immigrants who become U.S. citizens average $930 a week.